Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Emily.
So today we're talking about some special days of the year. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of special days in every country's different kind of calendars. And some of them everybody knows about, like mm-hmm. Christmas and New Year and Easter. Mm-hmm. But some of them are maybe very unique to that country. They're not always a day off work.But they're just interesting times of the year. One of the ones that I most enjoy in the UK is Guy Fawkes Night or Bonfire Night, when we have big fireworks, huge fires. It's on November the 5th. It's a really interesting day for us. What about you? Do you have any cool ones?
Yeah, one holiday that I actually like and every year I look forward to it is Labor Day.
Do you have to work? It's a day when you labor.
Yeah, it actually doesn't seem that exciting to anyone else, but it's right before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
So whenever it comes up, I'm like, I got like a week and a half left, and it's my birthday.
Fantastic. Okay, so we're going to look at one of those interesting special days in today's article. It's a dialogue. Pat and Laura are going to be talking about something. Let's find out what it is.
Reading. Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
A time to give thanks. Pat and Laura are talking in the school cafeteria.
My friend said it's almost Thanksgiving. Do you know anything about this holiday?
You're asking the wrong guy. British people don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
In that case, let me Google it.
Where do they celebrate Thanksgiving?
This website says Thanksgiving is only a holiday in the U.S. and Canada.
What's the meaning of the holiday?
It was a day to give thanks for the year's harvest. European colonists and Native Americans celebrated it by having a big feast.
A feast? Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, roasted turkey is a must. Mashed potatoes, ham, brown gravy, and cranberry sauce are also popular dishes.
That sounds delicious. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I know, but I'd be so full after a big meal like that. It would surely put me into a food coma.
Laura rubs her tummy and they laugh.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Pat and Laura are talking in the school cafeteria.
My friend said it's almost Thanksgiving. Do you know anything about this holiday?
You're asking the wrong guy. British people don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
In that case, let me Google it.
Where do they celebrate Thanksgiving?
This website says Thanksgiving is only a holiday in the U.S. and Canada.
What's the meaning of the holiday?
It was a day to give thanks for the year's harvest. European colonists and Native Americans celebrated it by having a big feast.
A feast? Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, roasted turkey is a must. Mashed potatoes, ham, brown gravy, and cranberry sauce are also popular dishes.
That sounds delicious. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I know.But I'd be so full after a big meal like that. It would surely put me into a food coma.
Laura rubs her tummy and they laugh.
Okay, so the article starts just by setting the scene and describing what's going on. Pat and Laura are talking in the school cafeteria. So a cafeteria, this is kind of, sounds like cafe, but it's a longer word and a slightly different meaning. It's spelt C-A-F-E-T-E-R-I-A, cafeteria, and it's a restaurant where either customers can serve themselves or choose from a set of food they see in front of them that is served by others. And they have a tray and they'll put the food on the tray and they'll kind of start with maybe the salad bit, main course, maybe grab a drink or a dessert, take it all the way down to the end of the line, and then they pay. And cafeterias are very common in schools, hospitals, offices. We don't have one in this office, but I used to have in my previous office.
Ooh. And in an example sentence, we can say the kids had lunch in the school cafeteria before running outside to play soccer.
Sounds like my school days.
And the article continues. Laura says, my friend said it's almost Thanksgiving.
Okay, Thanksgiving, that is obviously the special day we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You guys have probably heard of this day before, but bear with us. We're going to explain it for those of you who don't.
And she continues, do you know anything about this holiday?
Okay, Pat says, you're asking the wrong guy, and explains further, British people don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Okay, so this Pat in the article, yeah, it is me. I am the Pat in the article. British people do not celebrate Thanksgiving. Okay, it's not something we do. I can kind of explain a little why. Laura wants to know about it as well. Of course, Laura is part Taiwanese and grew up in Australia. They don't celebrate it either. Mm-hmm. Neither of us know what Thanksgiving is.
But Laura seems pretty interested. So in our article, she says, in that case, let me Google it. In that case is our shortcut for you, so let's take a look at our video.
Shortcut for you.
I'm done for the day. See you tomorrow.
I'm leaving too.
That's a surprise. You never go home on time.
I know. I'm so happy.
In that case, do you want to have dinner with me?
You have dinner in your case?
No, no, no. When we say in that case, it's the same as saying if that were true.
Oh, I get it. In that case means 既然如此,要是这样的话.
Okay, let's have dinner together. What would you like to eat?
I want to have something spicy.
In that case, let's get Mexican food.
Sounds good.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we see that the phrase in that case is used to show the result of or a course of action resulting from a previous condition. Like, if A is true, we'll do B. Or if A is true, B is true as well. Mm. Here's an example. It's raining really hard. In that case, we'll stay inside rather than go out to play baseball.
Mm-hmm. And we can also refer to the use of Google as a verb.
Yeah, Laura says, let's Google it.
Mm-hmm. And this has actually become very common in the English language. There are some other internet words that we also use as verbs, like I'll line him, I'll Facebook message you.
Yeah, the word line has become a verb. I will line him to see where he is. I will Facebook message you. So that's kind of a Facebook message is basically a two-word verb now. So by Google it, of course, Laura means she's going to pull out her smartphone, maybe use a computer, but probably a smartphone, and find out about Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So Pat carries on the, we're going to carry on the article. Pat is going to ask, where do they celebrate Thanksgiving? In which countries?
Mm-hmm. And Laura says, this website says Thanksgiving is only a holiday in the US and Canada.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And we see this word website, that's a noun, and it's spelled W-E-B-S-I-T-E, website. And it's a location connected to the internet that has one or more pages.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, we could say, my friend created his own website so he could advertise the novels that he writes.
Yeah, of course, you bet there are millions of websites you probably use every day. Which website would you say you use probably most of all?
Facebook.
Facebook? Yeah, possibly Facebook. Maybe BBC Sport. I'm a very frequent visitor to the sports page to find out what's going on. Pat has another question. He's not from the US or Canada, so he wants to know, what's the meaning of the holiday? What's the meaning of Thanksgiving?
Good question. In our article, Laura says it was a day to give thanks for the year's harvest.
Thanksgiving, giving thanks, it all makes sense now.
And harvest, that's one of our vocab words. It's a noun and it's spelled H-A-R-V-E-S-T, harvest. And it's the process of time when people gather crops or the results of gathering in the crops.
Yeah, it has several meanings. Mm-hmm. It could be the time when you harvest. Mm-hmm. It could be the crops that you've got, that is, the harvest. It can also be a verb, the action of going out to gather in the crops. We are harvesting the crops.
And for an example sentence, we could say, we had a good harvest this year, so everyone will have enough to eat during the winter.
Excellent.
That's good.
Okay, Laura continues. She explains a bit more about the meaning of Thanksgiving. She says, European colonists and Native Americans celebrated it, the harvest, by having a big feast. Okay. A colonist, spelled C-O-L-O-N-I-S-T, colonist, is a person from one country who comes to another, claims the land as belonging to their original country, then starts to build a life there. So this is different from an immigrant, okay? An immigrant is just somebody who comes to that country and wants to live there, okay? Like, I am an immigrant. I have come to Taiwan to live. But I didn't come to Taiwan and say, bam, now it's Britain, okay? That would be what a colonist does. Nobody does that really anymore, but it did used to happen a lot in the old days when there was a bit more space and countries were interested in grabbing land to add to their empires. For example, Taiwan was settled by Portuguese and Dutch colonists who claimed it for their countries.
And we also see the word feast. It's a noun. It's spelled F-E-A-S-T, feast. And it's a very large meal, often held as a celebration. Mm-hmm. So this can also be a verb. And if we use it that way, it just means to enjoy a feast or just eat a large amount of food.
Yes, I feasted on something.
And in a different example sentence, we can say many dishes were served at the wedding feast.
Okay. Pat says, a feast? Now, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, this is kind of an idiom, this phrase. You can use it with the word now. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Or you can just say, that's what I'm talking about. And what it means is, I really like the sound of that. That is exactly what I want.
And Laura says, yeah, roasted turkey is a must. Mm-hmm. And this word roasted, it's an adjective and it's spelled R-O-A-S-T-E-D, roasted. And it describes food that has been cooked over a fire, yum, or by a long exposure to heat in an oven. So we often just say roast.
That's
for example,
true.
Roast beef. Roast chicken.
So, yeah, we can say roasted. We often just say roast to kind of keep it simple. You'll often hear people say that.
And for an example sentence, we can say, Adam put some roasted beef in his sandwich.
So, of course, we could just say roast beef as well. Means the same thing.
Yes, but it's making me hungry.
Okay, well, before you get too hungry, we're going to explain that Laura used here the word must, M-U-S-T, must, as a noun. Okay, she said roasted turkey is a must. Normally, we use must as a modal verb or an auxiliary verb to say you have to do this thing, you must do this. If we use a must as a noun, it means it's something you have to see, have to do, or so on. For example, if you go to Paris, seeing the Eiffel Tower is a must. It's something you have to do. So having turkey at a Thanksgiving feast, it's pretty necessary. You can't really have one without it.
Yes. Our article continues, mashed potatoes, ham, brown gravy, and cranberry sauce are also popular dishes.
Let's explain a few of those. Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes is when the potato is cooked first, then mashed down until it's almost like a kind of paste or It's like smashed all up, and it's white and it's fluffy.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit creamy, too. Mm-hmm. And often people have mashed potatoes with gravy. So here we see brown gravy, and it's a sauce made from the fat or juice of cooked meat, plus other ingredients.
Yep, and cranberry sauce is served with all this. It's a thick sauce made of small, sweet red berries called cranberries.
Mm-hmm. Our article continues. Pat says, "That sounds delicious! I'm getting hungry just thinking about it."
That's true. But Laura says, "I know, but I'd be so full after a big meal like that." So notice how Laura uses the word so here. So full. That just means I would be really full.
Mm-hmm. And she continues, "It would surely put me into a food coma."
Oh, I know those.
And a food coma, that's an idiom. And that just means when you eat so much that you just fall asleep, often on the sofa.
Yes.
So we could say, "I went to an all-you-can-eat hot pot for Sunday lunch and was in a food coma for the rest of the day."
That happens a lot. You can go, you go out to lunch, you eat mm-hmm. all you can eat, so you can just keep eating until you're full, but then you'll go back home and then you will just be like, "I'm so full," and just lie down, maybe watch something and fall asleep. That is a food coma, okay? Now, Turkey tends to give people food comas, right?
Yes,
people
it does.
People say something in the actual meat does tend to make people fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But does that happen to you?
Oh, it definitely does. But some people also think that it's just because you eat so much that you're blaming the turkey. But really, you had so much food
okay.
that you just fall asleep because you're so full.
You're so full. It basically seems like your body is going, "No, I can't deal with all of this. I can't function anymore. I'm going to, like put you to sleep mm-hmm. until I can deal with some of that food and empty it out." Basically, it's using all of your body's energy to digest that food, mm-hmm. and it can't keep any energy to run your brain or run your, you know, the rest of your body. So that's why a normal coma is maybe when someone receives a very heavy damage to often their mm-hmm. brain or their body, mm-hmm. and so the body just puts them to sleep until they can heal properly. Mm-hmm. So people who are in bad accidents often are in comas. So a food coma is when you get into almost that same state. It's not really as serious as a true coma, but people use it as a fun idiom.
Mm-hmm. And our article ends with Laura rubs her tummy and they laugh.
Tummy is, of course, a kind of a cute word mm-hmm. for stomach, and we usually mean it to mean the lower stomach, mm-hmm. kind of rather than the top bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they laugh. They're going to carry on talking in day two about Thanksgiving, but right now it is time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's question is, what is your favorite holiday and what is the meaning of this holiday? Over to you.
Well, actually, as I kind of hinted at earlier, one of my favorite holidays is my birthday.
That's not a holiday.
It is to me.
Oh,
it is Emily
okay.
Day. That is a holiday.
That's a very important day in the year. But what's the meaning of Emily Day?
I was born and I bless you by being alive.
I see. Okay. Actually, I had a former coworker.
You're welcome.
I had a former coworker who had a birthday month. She wanted to be celebrated for that whole month. Okay. Mm. Meanwhile, in the land of sensible people, my favorite holiday is probably, I'm going to go with Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a religious person. I don't celebrate the religious side, which is, of course, celebrating the birth of Jesus. I like Christmas because of the kind of family traditions that have built up with my family. It's kind of the one time I can be pretty sure to have enough days off work to talk to my family a lot. Even when I'm here, I tend to take a day or two off work and spend a lot of the day on Skype with them, trying to take part as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Even just kind of watching the rest of the room and not talking.
Mm-hmm.
Or move the laptop computer around so I can talk with one person at a time. That is my favorite holiday. This year I'm going home for it. I am
Ooh.
Very excited about it. Okay. Go on, what about a real holiday?
I would have to say Christmas.
Christmas, okay. Mm-hmm. Why Christmas?
Well, the same thing. It's just a nice day to just spend with your family, even if you're abroad. I do the same thing that Pat does. I want to spend a lot of time, like, talking with them, celebrating as much as I can over Skype or talking with them in a way where I can see what they're doing. We can open presents mm-hmm. together. It makes it special.
It does. Mm-hmm. So that's Christmas. Yep. We're talking about Thanksgiving. We'll be back tomorrow for part two of our dialogue. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
A time to give thanks. Pat and Laura are talking in the school cafeteria.
My friend said it's almost Thanksgiving. Do you know anything about this holiday?
You're asking the wrong guy. British people don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
In that case, let me Google it.
Where do they celebrate Thanksgiving?
This website says Thanksgiving is only a holiday in the US and Canada.
What's the meaning of the holiday?
It was a day to give thanks for the year's harvest. European colonists and Native Americans celebrated it by having a big feast.
A feast? Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, roasted turkey is a must. Mashed potatoes, ham, brown gravy, and cranberry sauce are also popular dishes.
That sounds delicious. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I know, but I'd be so full after a big meal like that. It would surely put me into a food coma.
Laura rubs her tummy and they laugh.
Vocabulary review.
Cafeteria. It's meatball day at the cafeteria. Let's get some lunch. Website. Does your company have a website where I can find more information? Harvest. The period of bad weather caused a poor harvest this year. Roasted. Roasted potatoes are Melissa's favorite type of potatoes.